So we're talking about, how do we, where is this Makom HaShev HaShem? So he goes to Shechem, he does the ceremony, Hagridim HaRiva, and then he goes to Shiloh. Perek Yud Chet in Yoshua, and Kalu Kol Adap in Yisrael Shiloh, and all of Yisrael gather together in Shiloh, Vayishkenu Sham et Ol Moed. They build the Ol Moed there. Again, semi-permanent. It's got real doors, it's got real walls, it just has the curtains on top. And the land was conquered before them, except for parts they hadn't conquered. They were well established there. And that's where the Mishkan is, not in Shechem. But the end of his life goes back to Shechem. This is Perek Chaf Dalet, before Yeshua dies. Yeshua calls Shivtei Yisrael Shechema. Yeshua gathers the people together back in Shechem. They crowd Zikne Yisrael, Roshav, Vishavtav, Vishavtav, Vitzatzvu, Lifnei Helokim, and they all gather before God. Okay? What does it mean before God at Shechem? He brings the Aron from Shiloh to Shechem to make this brit here. That's the way Radak reads it, Vitzatzvu, Lifnei Helokim. Nira Sheviu Aron Helokim, Sham. They brought the Aron there. Kidei Lichrota Brit, Lifnei Aron. So they're going to have a brit here in Shechem with the Aron there. Kamosha, as it says later on at the end of this whole story narrative, Yeshua Yeshua writes the brit that he puts it next to the Torah that Moshe put in there. Yeraki Aron Torah, right where the Aron has the luchot and has the Torah either in or next to it.
What
Yeshua
what's next to the Torah?
So the Aron, the pasuk says in Vayelech that Moshe is supposed to write the scroll of the Sefer Torah and put it ba'aron, which has the actual the stone luchot in there. So the Mechlok and the Gemara whether it meant actually inside or it was in the Kodesh Kodeshim next to it,
But Yeshua writes a different
a
thing.
different scroll and puts it with the scroll of the Torah.
Oh, really?
He's
What
read
was
he's
on
gonna
his scroll?
the brit that he's about to read. We'll read parts of that now.
Okay.
Okay. Vasfam Yeshua Shechem v'lo Shiloh. And he goes specifically to Shechem. He doesn't go to Shiloh, Shayam Aaron Sham, where the Aaron was. He goes to Shechem. So this is what he says. Yom Yeshua kol ha'am. Kor Amar Hashem. Let's correct that. L-O-K. Sorry. Whole thing for why is this? Sorry. And we know this because we say this is part of the Seder. That your ancestors lived on the far side of the river forever. They serve other gods. I brought Abram from the other side of the river, and I made him walk through the whole Canaan. Rebed Zaro, Beten lo Yitzchak, and I gave him Yitzchak, Beten Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Bet Esav. Beten lo Esav, Har Seir, and Esav goes to Seir, in the south. The rest of the Tayyid inherits that. Yaakov, Anab, Yodu, Mitzrayim. That sounds familiar, right? That's the Seder. Right? We read this summary history. Right? That's his introduction. And then he says, V'yata yiru et Hashem. Now you should fear God. V'yivdu oto, tamim be'emet. Serve him in simplicity and truth. Esira ve'esirat Elohim asher du'avotechem be'vanar Mitzrayim be'avduat Hashem. Leave behind those gods that your terach, your deep, your far ancestor worshipped in Babylonia, and the gods that you people worshipped in Egypt.
Where is
Or
this source from?
this
22?
is Yeshua.
Oh, still Yeshua.
This is continue
Okay, I
Yeshua's.
see it. Yeah.
Okay.
Your little head was blocking
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, you do Hashem, we do Hashem. Okay, if do Hashem, serve God. Yeshua says, I'm going to give you a choice. Right? This is a voluntary brit. If you find it evil in your eyes, lavod Hashem, too much work to, to shver is a yid. Then you can choose at mitavod. Choose who you're going to worship. That should be. That is, know what? No, I'm off by one paragraph. That's fine.
Evil is not a good translation of that ra.
If it
Just,
is, if
it's
it's
not
not
good.
worth it. Ah, right there. Okay, let me edit that. Back where we were. Share. Okay. Okay, if it's not worth it to you to serve God, Rabbeinu Echem, then pick some other god, the gods that your ancestors worshipped in Babylonia, Emet Elohe Maria, Sheretim Yoshiv Bar Sam, or the Canaanite gods you're living there now. You can pick them. Vanochi Me, Yeshua says, we're going to serve Hashem. You pick. Mayana and the people said, Chalila lanu, chas v'shalom. We are certainly not going. Right? What are you talking? Sure. You are now witnesses. You have chosen now to serve God. They all said, no, we testify to this. Now remove any false gods that you have. And turn your hearts to God. Said, no.
This is big. How come I don't know about this?
I don't know. You need to learn the end of Yeshua.
I mean, this is really big. It's like,
This is huge, right? He's telling them, look,
and
you've
there's a
gone
whole
through.
mountain over their head. They're choosing it.
No, right. This is it. You're entirely free. You want to meld into the MRE, you can do that. This is your choice. And Yeshua seals this covenant. He sets the rules, sets the law up in Shechem. He's in Shechem now. And writes these words and read as writes it into the Torah, but writes in this it, the way Unclos reads it as writes in a scroll that's put into the Sefer Torah, next to the Sefer Torah. And he takes a big stone. He sets up a stone there. And he sets it up under the Elah, the terebinth. The turpentine tree, Asher b'mikdash Hashem. That's in the sanctuary of God. What's this Mikdash Hashem? As Radak says, Abayit Shei Hashem Aron. Right? The tent, the place where they set the Aron here in
Oh,
Shechem.
okay. Meanwhile,
Karo
temporary. Yeah.
Mikdash, Aron. It was there temporarily. Okay? And this, Evan, that's Tachat Eila. What does Tachat Eila mean? Does that sound
Under
familiar?
tree.
Yeah, Tachat evokes an earlier ceremony, okay? Because when Yaakov, way back, Yaakov is coming back from Lavan, right? He builds a Mishkan in Shechem. He builds a Mizbeach in Shechem.
Right.
It's a story where Dinah is raped. And then he leaves Shechem and he goes to Beit El, where he's going to build his real, Yezeyah Beit Elohim. That's where he builds his real Mizbeach. Before they leave Shechem. Okay? Yaakov tells his people, and everyone's with him, right? Remove these alien gods that are among you. Right? Remember Yeshua's words. Same words. And purify yourselves and change your clothing. Vinakuma vanela beit, because we're leaving Shechem, we're going to go to Beit Dan. That's a some is bechla to kel to God. That's some. We're going to make a. And I will build a mizbeach there to God, Honeoti b'yom tzarati, who answered me in my time of trouble. Ve'imadi b'derech shalachti, who's been with me this whole way. Like Nuel Yaakov et
He
kol
goes
Yaakov.
back to where he said he would go back,
Correct.
right?
Right.
That's good.
Yes. I mean, Hashem has to remind him of that, so it's a little bit problematic. We don't know. Ve'inuel Yaakov et kol hein achar shebi'adam. And unlike B'nai Yisrael, right, B'nai Yisrael don't have false gods with by Yeshua's time. But Yaakov's people, plenty of them have idols. They give them to him. Then the Zamima share both to him and their ear. I'm not sure whether the earrings were such a big deal. Vayitmon otam Yaakov, and Yaakov buries them. All these Elhenachar tachat
Oh
ha'elah
my God.
asher im Shechem. Okay? Under the Elah. That's where tachat ha'elah comes from. Yeshua is reenacting Yaakov's ceremony. You're going to bury the idols in Shechem. Put up a monument and then move on to the real Mizbeach in Beit El or Shiloh. Right? We are leaving Shechem behind. Shechem may have been the place where we had the ceremony, but Yeshua comes to bury Shechem, not to praise it. Now, hopefully, somebody in the Shir will recognize that quote. Okay? Why?
They
What's
will. They're
wrong?
very smart people in that shiur.
What's wrong with Shechem?
Shechem. Well, Dina, that wasn't
That's
good.
one, okay, but and which is certainly one of them, but it's not one I got. That Shechem
Oh,
has a
and
connection to the
don't, isn't
past.
that where Shimon and Levi kill everybody?
Yes, that's with Dina, and but it's also one I'm going to emphasize. Lots of bad things happen there. It's where they sell Yosef.
Oh.
Okay, so yes, we want to you want to pick a place that's got a connection to the past.
But a
You
good
don't want that
connection.
connection to the past.
Right. You want a
Okay.
good connection.
Yosef is, you know, this is tell Yosef, right? This is Yaakov's living in, at this point, he's living in Hebron. Okay. And the brothers go to shepherd the sheep in Shechem, right? They go from Hebron north.
This is before Dina and the
This is after
killing.
Dinah.
Oh,
This is part of
so.
Vayeshev.
But they didn't raise the whole city.
Yeah, that's where they basically dominate. So they're gonna harvest. They're living in Hebron. Their flocks. They're moving all the way across the country, and no one messes with them in Shechem.
It's still a place.
It's still a place, and it probably had been rebuilt as a city. You know, slaughter everybody,
Wow,
but they're
okay.
going. They're outside. They're in Shechem. Okay. Yom Yisrael Yosef, so Yaakov tells Yosef, "Halo achecha ra'im b'Shechem. Ah, your brothers and I, your brothers are shepherding in Shechem. Let me send you to them." Yom Halo, and then Yosef says, "I'm here," and the story continues there. And if you notice, you look at a Sefer Torah, there are dots on it. There's an asterisk there, okay? Because what does the word lirot mean?
To ship
Or
to
Halo
see, but
achecha ra'im b'shechem, right?
oh,
So that's what Rashi said. The Rosh Hashanah. Now,
Re'im is
Kura'im.
like friends.
No, ra'im like evil, bad.
Oh, but it also
Okay.
means.
It also means friends, right? Which goes with their own as shepherding, like hanging out with people. In other words, Rashi says, based on there's got to be the Tanhuma, I believe. Nakor al et. The word et has dots on it in the Torah. There's an asterisk. Shelo halku. They didn't weren't really going to shepherd the sheep. That's really it. Say, don't read it that way. Ela lirot et atzman. To make themselves worse. Things were going to get bad there in Shechem.
Lu'ot et atzman. What does that mean?
To do evil to themselves.
Ooh.
Right, to make themselves evil. They were planning bad things there. Shechem's not a good place. This is where they're all planning against Yosef, and so they come to Shechem, Makam Mukhan l'Puranut. This is the place that has Trouble just seeks it out. It's ready for trouble. That's when the Shvatim were ruined.
When
Okay,
was
it's where the
that?
brothers conspired against Yosef, where his slave was in slavery. What does that do with us? You mentioned
Wait,
before.
Kilkelu HaShvatim is,
They were
was that a
ruined.
specific event or just general? They got
Well,
messed up.
in this case is the Shvatim here, the Bnei Israel, ruined. That's where the brothers broke apart. That's why they decided to kill their brother. But
Okay.
more things happened. We'll come to that.
Okay.
More bad things happened there in Shechem. Okay, but specifically, that's where, I mean, that's where the whole Shiva Mitzrayim starts, from Yosef being sold into slavery.
Okay.
It all starts from Shechem. What I'm going to say is when we pointed out, Mizbeach is described as being Mul HaGilgal. You mentioned that. Eitz Lo-Emor,
Yeah.
right? What is Mul HaGilgal? Well, Gilgal is 60 kilometers away from Shechem.
But in that
Opposite.
direction, the
Okay. So
mule
Rashi
was.
says Mul means Rachok Min HaGilgal, far from Gilgal.
Oh.
Specifically,
Oh.
it's way away from God, right? What is
That's funny.
Gilgal?
I mean, it doesn't mean that. That's funny.
But it's way of understanding because you can't say next to or Gilgal
No,
because it's too
mule
far
is.
away. So there's a whole discussion, Gemara. What is Mul Gilgal doing here? I'm going to
Yeah.
interpret it metaphorically. Okay, we're going to go far. It's opposite to Gilgal. What's
There's
Gilgal?
a big shopping center along Highway 4 called Mul Zichron. Zichron Yaakov is up the hill.
Okay,
And
that makes a sense for Mul. So if Har Ebal
Mul
was Mul
Zichron.
Gilgal, just opposite it, on the next hill over, that would make sense for Mul. Here,
Yeah.
that doesn't fit.
And Danny, it's also a play on the word mall, like a
Oh, I
shopping.
see. Mul Gilgal. Ah, okay.
It's both. It's
Okay,
they
so I don't
play
know if
with
you
it.
have a, yeah, but I don't know if you have a mall in Shechem or not.
Yeah.
The Mul
Shopping
Gilgal.
is the root of all evil.
There you go. That was last 2 weeks ago. Yes. Okay. So Gilgal is a place where Bnei Israel camps the initial years of the war, right? It's not named until they move there. It's not a place. There's no city there called Gilgal. They call it Gilgal in that place where they just set up the camp, right? And that's where Hashem, they have a whole ceremony. They all do Brit Milah there. And Hashem says, "V'yomer Hashem Yeshua, Hayom
Okay.
galuti el charpat Mitzrayim elechem." I have literally galut. I rolled away the shame of Egypt from you.
Oh.
So they call the place Gilgal after Galuti Mitzrayim. From then,
Oh.
I read Adi Mazez from then on. Okay? So Hashem is saying here in this parsha, you will enter the land, and they will place it. The first camp you set will be called Gilgal. That's where the Cherpat Mitzrayim will roll off of you. And then you'll go far away, Rachok, to Shechem for the ceremony.
Where are you reading?
I'm reading my understanding
Oh,
of
there it
Mul
is. Oh, and
Gilgal.
then you go far away to Shechem. Oh, I
To
see.
the ceremony, right? Like Mul Gilgal, right? There'll be places you're going to call Gilgal, right? It doesn't, not
Okay.
there yet. Call it Gilgal. Okay? And I would say Gilgal means a cycle.
That's good. That roll
Shechem
works.
is where Galut Mitzrayim started. Shechem is where it ends, right? Okay, we're going to stop this cycle of violence. We're going to end this here. You're going to go to Shechem, the Brit of the Semer HaGrizim and Har Eival. Is a way of bringing Bnei Israel back together.
Okay.
It's not Brit Sinai, okay? Brit Sinai was between Hashem and the people. The ceremony of Har Eval is the one that formally united the people into one. There's another pasuk later on in Parashat Nitzavim. It says, Hanistarot Hashem Elokeinu, that things that, hidden sins, things that we know of are for God. We're not responsible for that. But niglot, but open sins are lanu uvaneinu ad olam, are our responsibility. L'asor kol divrei Torah zot, to do this. Okay, Hashem is saying that, okay, we're all responsible for each other now. But there are dots in the Torah on lanu uvaneinu.
Oh, more
Okay, and
dots.
yes, the asterisk
Oh,
that
the name of the Sheyor could be connect the dots.
connect the dots. There you go. We're connecting dots. So Rashi says, nakur al lanu uvaneinu. Dots on there, the drush, because we have a drush here. I mean, the drush is not literally. There's an asterisk on it, like Roger Maris's home run record. There's an asterisk.
Oh, yeah.
I just
What,
like
the
the
season was longer or something?
something like I don't I'm not enough, I know there's an asterisk, but I'm not enough. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Or Mark McGuire's home run record, right? It's got an asterisk because
Okay.
steroids. Okay, it's so just like the et so etatson, right? It wasn't really the song. Read that as a drasha, as they wrote it. Really wrote themselves here. That even they weren't responsible for even for open sins by other people. The
Oh.
ceremony in Shechem was there to make them guarantees to others. The mulgal means the story has come full circle. Right, the shame of Egypt, right? The sin that started you going down, the fighting between brothers,
Yeah.
that's over.
So it could be a good place for the.
It could be. But he's saying we're going to have a ceremony there and we're going to leave it behind. You need to symbolically leave Shechem behind. Get off this
Yeah.
merry-go-round Jewish history, right?
Okay.
And unfortunately, it fails. Bnei Israel don't bury Shechem. They come back to it. When do they come back to Shechem? Vayelech Rechavam. Who's Rechavam? Shlomo's son.
David's son. Oh, Shlomo's
Shlomo's
son.
son, right? The
Right.
king is united under David, united under Shlomo, under Rechavam. Vayelech Rechavam Shechem. Rechavam goes to Shechem, ki Shechem ba kol Yisrael hamlichoto, because he wants to be crowned king in Shechem.
Where was David crowned?
He was
Could
crowned
be.
in Hebron, right? He was anointed in Hebron, right? Shmuel goes there kind of in secret because Saul is not going to
Yeah,
want him.
but then don't they have a ceremony that's not secret?
Well, after Saul dies and after Ishbosheth dies and Israel come back to him in Hebron and make him king in Hebron, and then he goes and conquers Jerusalem.
I'm
So
remembering something
David's
about Shem and David.
no.
No.
Shechem ever
Okay.
comes up in David's time. Not that I know about.
Okay. So this is the split of the
Of the
kingdom,
kingdom, right.
Rechavam.
Right. The people, the Israel sees the king's not listening to them. Davar, so they send a message to the king, Lamor, and they say, Ma lanu chelek b'David v'lo nachla b'ven Yishai. We have no more part with David or the descendants of Yishai. Lo ohalecha Yisrael, go back to your tents, Israel. Atarei beitcha David. David, you can take David. Rechavam, this grandson of David. Take care of your own tent. Be'elech Yisrael alav. Yisrael left. Vayavshu Yisrael b'beit David ayam hazeh, and Israel rebelled against the house of David, the dynasty of David, from then on. So then, when Bnei Israel heard that Yeravam had come back from Egypt in exile, they made Yeravam king of Israel. And Yehuda went with Beit David, Rechavam. That was the split. That was coming back to Shechem. That's what Rashi says. Okay? And what's Shechem? Quoted this before. Shem Kiklo Shvatim, that's when the Shvatim, literal, the sons of Yaakov were ruined. They split, they started to kill their brother. Shem Niot Dina, that's when Dina was raped. Shem Nechakol Machol David. And that's where the kingdom was split.
It doesn't mention Levi and Shimon, which was a bad thing.
Right. That
Shem.
was, I mean, that's part of the story of Inuit Dina. You want to say it's
Yeah.
a, I mean, it's part of the whole narrative there, but yes. I mean, it's
I
Yosef,
mean,
Yaakov curses them.
Yaakov curses them,
Yes.
blah, blah. Okay.
Okay, so
Bad
here we'll
place.
end. Yes, in
Could have
many
been
ways.
good, but it was bad.
Was that? So still today, we're stuck in Shechem. We are stuck with this internecine conflict. And that's why we still can't find
Internecine. Ooh.
internecine, right? Between
Word
it.
of the day. That
Yes.
keeps us from
Finding the Makom
finding.
Asher Yavchar Hashem, right? We need to get past Shechem to actually rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. We need to get past the conflict between all of us.
Right, but we don't want to build a new base of Mikdash.
You don't?
No.
Oh, I do.
No. We've moved beyond it. We've moved beyond it.
So
That's
I would
not.
strongly disagree. So
You
you don't like
want
having
Karbanot? You
I
want.
certainly would. You would not have like carbonate. I think we need the place.
We need met. Are you stay metaphoric and I'll be with you.
I won't argue with that. I
Okay,
will.
but if you start
I
getting
will.
specific that we really would like a new building, Beit HaMikdash, built there, and stay metaphorical. We'll be good. Oh boy, there's a lot in here, Danny. There's
Okay, but
so much.
you're complaining about having, your shirim are too light
I
and
know,
fluffy.
this had so
We're
much
gonna go.
in it.
We're gonna go into
This
depth
is
here.
so full. Wow. And how did, wait, I hate to, what's in our parsha that sent this off?
Oh, that it starts out with you're gonna build Mizbeach and have a ceremony in
Oh,
Shechem, and
Hamakom.
then you will find Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shichnot Yeshuvat. So where is that place?
Yeah.
And one could argue it should be Shechem, but it really returns, we argue that
And
it
then,
cannot
I'm just
because of what
thinking,
Shechem
like,
symbolizes.
yeah, right. Okay. That we use the word Hamakom to mean God.
Yes, we've talked about that in the concepts of Vayifgam Makom and of Yaakov's original, the first place where Hamakom is used, and the connection there. That's an important part.
Hamakom, it's interesting, right? He's going to show us the Makom, and then we say, well, you're Hamakom.
Let's see. Yeah. Gotcha.
Metaphoric. We
All
don't need a place. We need God.
right. Let me add internecine. I like that word internecine. I should put it in my vocabulary.
Connect the dots. I like that. That's my contribution to the book, to your book. Or follow the dotted line, or beneath the dotted something. Our son-in-law Josh had a form he had to fill out. This is a translation from Hebrew to English story. And they write, there was a place for comments on the bottom of the page. And they write, please understate your comments.
Understate.
There was a dotted line for, underneath. You're supposed to write your comments on the bottom. Please understate your comments.
Yes.
That's so stupid. Lovely.
Oh, you can, yeah. I mean, people will get things wrong.
We're all stupid. What are you doing?
I'm adding it to the. Adding this to my vocabulary.
Which
I have a list
word?
of vocabulary words. I mean, words, good words on the website in case you ever need to know the words.
So what word are you adding?
Internecine. I realize I didn't put
Oh. Looks like a nectarine. Looks
there
like
we go.
an
So
apricot.
now it's got a little under, if you go to the website, it's got underline, you can actually look at the definition, it will pop up.
Oh. Death between.
Like necros.
I think it's connected to nectarine.
I don't know, are nectarine symbols of death?
Internet, it's like an apricot, which is half a fruit, half a plum. You know that?
Is
Half
that
a
what you...
fruit, half a plum. It's a hell of a fruit. It's from 2000-Year-Old Man, Mel Brooks.
I don't know that. Okay, I'm gonna
Okay.
stop here.
Wow.
Record.
Okay.
Let's see, stop recording.